We continue today with lesson number 21 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin. We continue in the sixth perek. The title of the perek is Kisui Hadam, and the topic of these two Mishnayos is Kisui Hadam, the requirement, the mitzvah saseh, to cover with earth the blood which is shed through the shechita of a chaya or an oaf. Says the Mishnah, Shochat meo chayos b'makom echot. If a person shechts 100 chayos in one place, 100 deer in one spot, so there's a lot of blood accumulated, kisui echad lichulon. He doesn't have to cover the blood after each and every shechita. He can wait till the whole 100 are shechted and then cover the blood. Similarly, meo ofos b'makom echot, kisui echad lichulon. If he shechts 100 chickens in one spot, he's not required to do the kisui hadam after each and every oaf, after each and every chicken, but he can wait till he's finished all 100 and then do one kisui on them all. Even more so, says the Tanakhama, chaya v'oaf b'mokom echot. If he shechts a chaya and an oaf, a deer and a chicken in one spot, it's fine if he waits till he after he shechts the deer plus the chicken and then covers the two bloods, according to the Tanakhama, the anonymous first opinion in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shochat chaya yichasena. If he first shechts the chaya, he must first cover its blood. And then he shechs the oaf and covers its blood. Now the reason for this is, and the pasuk in Chumash Vayikra, Perek Yuzayin, pasuk Yud Gimel, which gives us the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam, says if a person shechts a chaya oaf, a chaya or an oaf. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda understands that word or o. Indicates that each species must be shechted separately because each species requires a separate kisui adam, chaya separately, or an oaf separately. The Tanakhama says that word o does not come to teach us that each species requires a separate kisui adam. No, rather that o comes lechalik. Because imagine if it wouldn't say O, or, but it would say a Vav, Chaya V'Of, so then, which would mean a deer and a chicken. So I would think, when are you Mechuyev and Kisui Hadam, if you shech both, a Chaya V'Of, a deer and a chicken, but just a deer or just a chicken, you would not know. So therefore, that's why the word there is O, Chaya O'Of, that if it only shecht a Chaya, so it requires Kisui Hadam. If you only shecht an Of, it requires a kisui hadam. But according to the Chachomim, if you shecht a chaya and an oaf, there's no word suggesting that they have to be treated separately with regard to kisui. The halacha is like the Tanakhama, not like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't require a separate kisui for each min, for each species. Shochat v'lo kisa. Suppose a person shechts a chaya or an oaf and does not cover the blood for whatever reason. V'ro'o acher, someone else comes walking along and he sees, oh, there's the exposed dam lying on the floor. Chayav l'chasos. He, the observer, even though he did not perform the shechita, he is obligated to do the mitzvah of kisui hadam. The Gemara quotes a braisa, which looks at the pasuk. The pasuk reads, "V'shofach es damo v'chisahu be'ofor." If he spills the blood, he should cover it with earth. Misha shofach yichase. Ideally, the person who spilled the blood, who performed the shechita, he should perform the kisui. However, continues the braisa, "Shochat v'lo kisa." Suppose he shechted and did not perform the kisui. V'roho acher. Another person saw the blood lying there. Minayin shechayev lechasos. Asked the braisa, how do we know that this newcomer, who just kind of wandered upon the scene, is mechuyev in kisui hadam? Because in the parsha of kisui hadam, in that same perek in Chumash Vayikra Yud Zayin, if you look further, pasuk to pasuk Yud Dalid, it says there, "V'omar livnei Yisrael." And the Brisa says, Azhora l'chol b'nei Yisrael. There's a mitzvah upon every Jew, even the one who is not the shochet, to do the kisui hadam in a case where the shochet, who has priority to do the mitzvah, did not do the mitzvah. Kisohu v'niskalo. Suppose the shochet, or whoever, performed the mitzvah of kisui hadam. So the kisui hadam was done through an active human act. V'niskalo. And then the wind comes along or whatever and blows away the earth, and now the blood is again exposed. Potur melechasos. There's no requirement to cover it again. A human being did the maisa mitzvah, did the action of kisui. That's all that's necessary. However, since continues the Mishnah, kiso or ruach, suppose the blood became covered not through a human mitzvah act, but rather the wind came and blew some earth upon the blood covering it. Then, if it becomes re-exposed, chayev lechasos. The person, whoever sees it, is obligated to cover it again. But by the way, if kiso haruach, the wind covered it, and that's it, it remains covered, there's no obligation to cover it. Covered is covered. Mishnah Hay continues. Dam shenisore b'mayim. Suppose you have blood from a chaya or an oaf, which is obligated in kisui, it must be covered with earth, but the blood is now mixed with water. So the Mishnah says, im yesh bo maris dam, if it still has the color of blood, the water hasn't completely overwhelmed, so to speak, the blood still is, it's still a pinkish color. So then, chayev lechasos, as long as it has a mara, color of dam, the kisui is required. However, once there's so much water that it no longer has the color of blood, then we say the blood is batel, is nullified in the water, and one is exempt, all of us are exempt from the mitzvah of kisui hadam. But suppose nisorav b'yayin, suppose the blood gets mixed up with wine, with red wine. So you can't tell whether or not there is so much wine that the blood is batel. So the Mishnah says, "Rowenoso ki iluhu mayim." You imagine. Suppose if this dam, which now has a gallon of wine dumped on top of it, suppose it had a gallon of water dumped on top of it, would you be able to see that there was once blood there? Would it still have the bloodish color, bloody color? Then, if it had so much yayin that had it been water, it would not retain the color of dam, you're exempt from kisui. If there's not enough yayin, that if there was as much water as there is yayin, you would still see the color of dam, then yimuchuyov lechasos, you have to do the kisui. The Mishnah continues. Suppose the dam of the chayav ha'ov becomes mixed, not with wine, which has this red wine, the same color of blood, but it becomes mixed with dam behema, the blood of a cow, which has the same color. The blood of a cow, the blood of a behema, does not require kisui. O b'dam ha'chaya, or suppose the dam of a chaya, a deer, which was shechted, becomes mixed with the dam of a chaya, which was not shechted, just the dam of the bloody animal, of animals bleeding, all right? A chaya is bleeding. Or, the Rambam suggests, b'dam ha'chaya, chaya tameya. Suppose the dam of a deer becomes mixed up with the dam of a donkey, which the dam of a donkey, of course, does not require kisui hadam. So again, Tetetana Kama, Rogwin Oso Ki Iluhumayim. You see, how much Dam Behema, or Dam Chaya, let's say Chaya Tameya, how much Dam is there? If there is as much Dam, that if that Dam was water, there would not be visible the bloody color of the Dam HaChaya, then it's exempt from Kisui. If there's not, even if it was water, there would not be enough to take away the color of the dam, then it would be chayev and kisui. That's the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein dam mevatel dam. Rabbi Yehuda says, in the case of yayin, wine, and the dam chaya, so yes, then roen also ki'iluhu mayim. We look at the wine as if it was water. If there's sufficient yayin, that had it been water, you wouldn't see a color of blood. It's exempt from kisui. But in the case of dam, dam behema and dam chaya, that's what's called min bemino. There you have dam with dam. And Rabbi Yehuda says, min bemino lo botel. Never two things which are of the same category, the same species, or the same type, or the same chemical composition, one is never mevatel the other. So therefore, even if you have dam chaya or oaf, you have dam from a chicken a little bit, and then you have dam of a shor, of a big ox, which is 100 times as much, 1,000 times as much as the dam of the chicken. Nevertheless, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would be required to have kisui hadam, because ein dam mevatel dam, min bemino lo botel. This is a very important halacha, opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We do not rule like Rabbi Yehuda, but the Gemara many times discusses his opinion of Ein Dam Mevatel Dam, and this is the source, or one of the sources, for Rabbi Yehuda's statement of his position. And so we have concluded Mishneh Daled and Hey of Perek Vov, and in the process we have just concluded lesson number 21 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin.